Real talk, guys. Have you ever seen a ghost or a UFO? Did you ever sense something bad is about to happen or maybe something good? And what you imagined in that moment really happened? Do you believe in Bigfoot or Nessie, the monster of Loch Ness? Do you truly believe there is more in this world than what you can touch with your hands or see with your own eyes? Then this little podcast might be the right one for you. I'm no scientist, nor a doctor. No. I'm just curious. Hi, my name is Daniel. Welcome to my podcast. In the German version of my podcast, I talked a lot about the Untersberg over the last few weeks. The Untersberg is a big mountain. One half of it lays in Germany, the other one in Austria. There are many myths and legends about the Untersberg. And it's a fact that many people got lost there and disappeared for good. The Untersberg is notorious for its time anomalies. There are many reports about people who got caught in one of those time anomalies. Markus Ilewski is an Austrian writer and researcher whose object of interest is in fact the Untersberg. And Ilewski himself recently experienced one of those time anomalies while researching around the Untersberg area with a friend. The two men explored two different areas. They made a deal to meet each other at 9 o'clock p.m. at the nearby gas station to talk about the things they discovered. And when it was time, Ilewski arrived at the gas station and waited for his friend. But his friend didn't show up. So he went to the spot where his friend was doing his research, but he was nowhere to be found. He searched the area for a long time, but due to the darkness that was setting in, he finally had to give up. He unsuccessfully tried to reach his friend with his cell phone. He also called his friend's wife at home, but he wasn't there either. Ilewski was worried that something could have happened to his friend, and so he called the police. But the police told him that they have to wait at least 24 hours until they could do something and go out to look for this guy. The next day was a waiting game. But finally, Levsky's phone rang. And when he answered, his friend was on the other end just to tell him that he was waiting at the gas station and wondering why nobody's there. Markus drove to the gas station as fast as possible. Once there, he told his friend that they were looking for him for almost 24 hours now. But the guy was confused when he heard about that. For him, the time went by completely normal, and he was sure that only a few hours passed since they started researching. I know that all this sounds pretty strange, right? But this story is only one of many reports about such happenings around this mountain. Legend has it that even portals to another dimensions, times or parallel universes can be opened there by those who know how it's done. And so even the Illuminati were interested in the Untersberg and its secrets, and so they regularly visited the mountain to perform their rituals there. But no one knows exactly what they did there. There's a cave that can be visited, which is called the Illuminati Cave. 220 years ago, 9 Illuminati went to the Untersberg to perform a ritual at midnight. It's said that they maybe tried to open the portal. All of them disappeared that night and never came back. Legend says that they maybe managed to open that portal somehow and used it. There are many claims and ideas what causes those time anomalies and portal stuff. Some of them are pretty strange. People there tell stories about a big, strange, mysterious machine which is located deep inside the Untersberg and is operated by, hold on, Nazi generals. Why is it always Nazi generals? It somehow reminds me of the story about Iron Sky, where Nazis are still alive and kicking on the moon and ride on dinosaurs and stuff, but I don't want to make fun about the Untersberg stories. Other people say maybe there's aliens involved in all that Untersberg stuff. Well, maybe. Why not? And then there's people who claim that all of that has to do with geomancy, which is also very interesting. Another interesting thing about the Untersberg is the story about the black violet stones that has been found there. And nobody really knows a lot about those mysterious stones. In an interview, Levski told me that he used to own one for a short while. He told me that occasionally the stone started vibrating or pulsating and he turned from cold to hot for no apparent reason. Who knows? Maybe those stones are the key to the secret of the Untersberg. What do you think about all this? Do you think that portals to another dimensions, parallel universes or times can be opened? Do you think that time anomalies happen and are really a thing? I really want to know what you think about all this. If you want, you can send me a voicemail on Anchor FM or send me a mail on my Facebook page. I will put a link in the description. As always, thank you so much for listening. And wherever you are, have a great day. Thank you.